Jeff Langman joined here today by Jordan Carroll of the ESAC Raiders. She's going to be continuing her volleyball career as well as her education at Coe College. Jordan, appreciate you joining us and congratulations on the decision.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Jordan. You have been a young lady that's been involved in pretty much everything. You do volleyball in the fall. You do basketball in the winter. You do both track and soccer in the spring. Then you play softball in the summer. I think you had an opportunity probably to play many different of those sports at the college level. When did you start thinking that you wanted to play college sports?
Definitely like my junior year. I kind of started to realize that I don't want to give up sports after high school because it's been like my whole life. So I don't really know what I'd do without them as they like kind of just shape who I am and give me like a purpose to always push myself to be the best inside school and out like on the field, track or anything.
I talk to a lot of kids, as you know, and a lot of them that are as active as you are, especially with the travel ball and stuff, kind of say, you know, sometimes, hey, I'm kind of burned out. I'm ready to be done by this time of their life. What is it with you where you said, even though I'm crazy busy all of the time and I'm constantly on the go because of sports, what was it about sports that made you say, you know what, I'm not quite ready to be done yet?
Definitely the support system that I have with my family. My dad makes me super competitive, and my mom is always, like, supportive. So the support system that I have with my friends and family definitely keeps me out and going and pushing myself to be the best.
You said your dad kind of gives you the competitiveness. Do you compete with him sometimes? Do you guys, like, play cards or video games or just anything and kind of compete with each other?
Yes, definitely. We have, like, a family rivalry, especially us. We pickleball in the summer, and we have an ongoing score of all over the summer, which this year so far he's up 1-0 because okay. We've only played one time. But
who usually wins?
I'd say it's 50-50. Depends if he has an off day or not.
I didn't know you played pickleball as well. Is there a sport you don't play at some point?
I haven't tried tennis quite yet. I definitely will have to play that one though.
Okay. Yeah, if you can play pickleball, you can play tennis, that is for sure. So with you, you know, you got an opportunity. You love soccer. I know that you're really good at it. Volleyball, you're an outstanding setter, and you've had a great career. Softball, I thought you were fantastic last year. You make plays a lot of other third basemen can't. So when it came to deciding which sport, how did you kind of go through your mind of which sport you really wanted to actively talk to the college coaches that were reaching out?
I kind of just took like a moment and like a few weeks to kind of just reflect on all my seasons and like how the team affects me, like the coaches and where I feel like the most positive during a sports season. And I feel I can excel and help other teams the best in.
What was it with volleyball that you said, okay, this is the sport I'm going to then focus on?
I've always had just a special love for volleyball, especially when setting. I feel like making plays for the team and always being around, energetic, it's just a positive environment. And I just always have a great time playing volleyball.
All-time assist leader there at ESAC County and in the season. What helped you get to that point where you were that successful, do you think, in volleyball?
Definitely my teammates, as they're the one who has to put the ball down for me to get an assist. And my passers, mainly the senior class, helped me a lot in building my confidence and placing the ball where they want, just a bunch of communication. And we're just a very, like, close family, so it was always easy to work through the kinks with each other and keep each other up all the time.
So for you, what sports were the coaches? Did you hear from softball coaches, from soccer coaches, and from volleyball coaches, or who was reaching out to you?
I had a few volleyball coaches reaching out for me from different schools, and then I also had soccer coaches reaching out for me. But I never really put that I wanted to play softball because it's always in the summer, and I just never really thought about that one.
Who reached out to you for soccer, and then who were the volleyball coaches, that, especially those early coaches that were some of the first to talk to you?
The soccer coaches that reached out to me were one from BV, a North Central Community College, and Coe's soccer coach also.
How difficult was it to tell him, hey, I think I'm going a different direction in a different sport?
It was definitely very difficult because soccer is another big part of my life, so having to close that chapter kind of hurts to think about it. But it's always nice to know, like, if volleyball possibly doesn't work out, I could always contact the soccer coach and see if he'll allow me to try out or something to become part of their team there.
Where did your love of soccer grow from?
Definitely just my competitiveness. I think I'm just so competitive that soccer gives me that chance to be competitive and get physical without getting, like, kicked off or getting warned by the refs or anything. Like basketball, you'll get warned too many times.
Okay, because you do compete hard. That's one of the things that I enjoy watching when you play. So as the volleyball coaches started to reach out, how did you kind of minimize or work your list down to the schools of, these are the ones I really want to focus on, maybe these are the ones that I want to take visits to?
I focus a lot on, like, if the coach kept reaching out to me or if they distanced themselves, and I had phone calls with all of them, so I kind of just ask questions to see, like, what schedule will fit best with me and what schools I'll feel like I'm gaining the best knowledge on volleyball and, like, enhancing my skill level while still continuing to play and feeling like they have a good team culture and all the other teammates are, like, super positive about it, because I had phone calls with previous teammates also that were nice.
Who did you talk with that, you know, maybe you played with in the past that kind of helped you with that process?
Some of this year's teammates I was talking, like Sarah, Caitlin, and also Addie, kind of convinced me, because Addie has an amazing time playing at.
Yep.
I forgot what it's called.
Northwestern.
The Raiders up there, and yep. She just said it's like an amazing experience up there.
Did she try to get you to come up there with her?
No, I didn't know. They just signed a setter last year and another one this year, so.
Okay. So what colleges did you all take visits to?
I visited Co, BV, and a school up in Minnesota.
Kind of take me through each of those visits a little bit. What did you like about those schools, and what were the trips like for you?
The trips were definitely very anxious, as I didn't know what to expect going into it, meeting the coaches and the teammates and everything. When I visited BV, they had an amazing campus and really nice facilities, nice coach and players and everything. They just had a really good campus. The school in Minnesota, it was definitely a lot smaller. Their class sizes were like maybe 10 people max. The coach was really nice, and so was their athletes. Most of them do dual sports up there.
Okay.
And then at Co, meeting the coach, their campus was really nice. Their facility, and they just added a weight room. Like, they redid it, which was really nice. And the coach was super nice, and I got to have lunch with their volleyball players, and they all just said positive things about their program.
What was it that was the main sell for you that made you feel comfortable that Co could be where you wanted to be?
When I went on my visit, I toured with my future roommate. So I think having her there with me really, like, eased my nerves, and the coach, she was super positive. And when we ate lunch with the girls, they told us, like, the reality of playing volleyball there and how, like, you know a lot of people on campus, but it's still big enough to where you don't know every single person, which is something that I was also looking forward to.
Did you know your future roommate before the trip, or did you meet her there?
I met her there. When we went on the visit, we didn't know that we were going to be rooming together, but then we both, after our visit, we both committed, and then we decided that we should just room together.
In conversations with Coach, where do they see you helping the team, and do they feel like you could have a chance to get on the court as a freshman?
They see me helping definitely in setting and then back row. I'm not 100% sure I'll see the court my freshman year, but you never know.
Did that play an impact on the decision for you at all?
Just a little. because I wasn't sure if I, like, wanted to play my freshman year. I mean, it would be super nice if I did, but it's also very competitive. So I wasn't sure about that part, but definitely being able to gain my skill, because she's a very well-knowledge coach, will be nice.
When you told her that, hey, I'm coming, what, you know, and I'm going there, what was her reaction like?
She was super positive about it. She said that it was great, and she couldn't wait to see me in the fall, and they're sending out more information about our fall season today, and it just seems like it's going to be a great time.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to getting that information and kind of getting started.
Yep, I definitely am excited to get back into the gym and hopefully start working out again with the program.
Jordan, for you, with as competitive as you are in sports, I'm sure the education part of everything is probably just as important and just as proud for you. What do you want to study? Do you know yet? And what's the career for Jordan Carroll in the future?
I'm looking to go into education with a minor in photography.
What is it about photography that you enjoy?
Definitely, I love taking, like, sports photography of, like, athletes. Being an athlete myself, I love, like, just looking at sports photography and be able to catch those moments for athletes to hold on forever, especially with Studio 51 or one of our photographers around here. She definitely captures a lot of team moments that are memorable and able to keep with you forever.
Are you hoping to come back with that someday, or does it matter to you where you end up someday?
I definitely plan on coming back to this area. It's a special area to me with my family here, and just the community around here is amazing.
Well, Jordan, I tell you what, like I've said, it has been so much fun watching how hard you play in everything that you compete in. You're always so fun to talk to as well. So congratulations on making the decision to head to Co. They're getting a great young lady, and I think they're going to surprise everybody with how well you set up there. So best of luck, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Jordan Carroll again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, she's heading to Co College to continue her volleyball career as well as her education.